What did we think ascension out of the clutches of darkness would look like? Look at all the chaos. Time on target, time on target. What you're watching, if I'm correct, is the political application of the military doctrine of time on target. Concentrated weapons fire, brackets in the political sense, one issue, one political issue and war after another goes off, to force the population finally to seek help from, you got it, the global military alliance, while avoiding global civil war. Remember what White Cloud said, it will get more topsy-turvy, as we have said. It is the means to the end of the darkness upon your planet. Is that not something to be joyous about? I think it is. I'm in full support of the plan, Commander-in-Chief and President Donald Trump and the Global Military Alliance. The GMA includes Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping, Narendra Modi, Mohammed bin Salman, and above 200 others. All of this is designed to unite the world against the deep state and take it down wherever it has entrenched itself. The removal of the deep state seems to be happening in three phases. Phase one has been in effect since 2017, the roundup of the cabal behind the scenes, their tribunals, executions and replacement by clones. Everyone who said, I'll believe it when I see it, this is where we change hats. I've been talking about those tribunals and clones for some time now, but it's never really been a matter of public discussion. Now it is. And Epstein-related tribunals, they've been going on for some time behind the scenes as well, but I think it was useful to keep it quiet in furtherance of TOT. Pam Bondi and Kash Patel paid a heavy price for keeping quiet and following orders. Phase two is the removal of other deep state actors while the population is in lockdown. Phase three is the wave of love, which will remove all remaining evildoers from the planet by the law of physics that governs this universe. Remember, Matthew? This is the physics that governs life in this universe. As Earth continues apace into successively higher planes, nothing with low vibrations in any form, physical bodies, subversive plans, theft, dishonesty, unjust laws and imprisonment, bigotry, cruel customs and deeds can survive. Everywhere you look, theft, dishonesty, unjust laws and imprisonment, bigotry, cruel customs and deeds are on full display, but not among Anons, patriots, anti-vaxxers, climate deniers, lightworkers, all. Stand strong. Be the light and the love that is carrying us upwards, pushing our boat out of the whirlpools and darkness, our Noah's Ark. The crazier it gets, the closer we are to the emergency broadcast. Once they begin, things will immediately start to get better for lovers of light and love. What did you think a mass physical ascension out of the clutches of darkness would look like? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.